It's a clear spring day at Petersburg's sandy beach. Waves lazily lap at the shore, and seagulls wheel around in the rare cloudless sky. And six volunteer victims are lying around, smeared with fake blood and bruises, and crying out in pain.
On a number of 1 to 10, what would you call that?
I mean, that's like an 8.
You're a tough man, Samuel.
That's right. I've been through worse.
I'd be calling it a 10 myself, so you're a tough man.
At a nearby pavilion, another group of trainees are preparing to jump in and rescue them. They huddle around a fire as their instructors explain the situation. The trainees were each out hiking with their best friend who slipped and fell off the trail. So now their job is to use what they learned in class to assess and treat their friend's wounds so they can get them to the hospital. All of the quote-unquote victims bear a particularly gruesome wound on one hand. A twig erupts from a flap of fake skin, mimicking a complete impalement. It's instructor Janet Peterson's handiwork. Her technique is pretty straightforward.
Lots of blood. It makes it look better.
The rescuers calmly walk into the chaotic scene on the beach to find their own wounded friend. Oscar season might be over, but some of the victims are giving the performance of a lifetime. Eddie Loyo is lying on the rocks, clutching his impaled hand to his chest, while his training partner, Kylie Watkins, assesses his condition. Loyo's contusions may be fake, but his discomfort is very real. He's curled up on the cold, wet ground, and a chilly wind cuts through his jacket. Watkins does her best to keep him comfortable with a sleeping pad and a blanket.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
What?
Oh, and now you're shivering because you're cold. All right, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll you over, and we're going to put this pad underneath you.
Yeah, I don't know how long I've been here.
Yeah, me either. And I have a beautiful blue blanket over here. Okay, here we go. Here's your beautiful blue blanket. Be nice and warm.
But you can tell they're both having a little fun with it.
I do take some medication.
What medication do you take?
For diabetes. What is it?
So wait, okay, this is the thing. He's my best friend. I'm not going to ask him his medical history because I'm going to know it.
You would ask anyway. It could have changed.
Loyo says he chose to spend half of his sunny Sunday in the classroom and then the other half lying on the ground covered in fake blood because he wants to help keep his community safe. He started working at one of Petersburg's canneries when he was 18, and he says he saw a lot of accidents throughout his time there. These days, Loyo's volunteering with the local fire department, where he's been exposed to even more danger.
Danger is everywhere. All these courses make you better for certain conditions, you know? It's really fun. It's really dynamic. I mean, having this group of people from varied paths of life, that's really cool.
And Loyo's right. Not all the wilderness first aid trainees here are first responders like him. Linda Slatt volunteers with the local Girl Scouts, Troop 4065. She says she's here because her scouts love to go camping, and she wants to help keep them safe out in the wild this summer.
And so this gives me a little bit extra knowledge to deal with the unexpected emergencies that might happen out there, you know, when we can't rely on EMS to get to us quickly.
There's one person in the class who's here for an entirely different reason. Wilderness first aid is old hat for Aaron Hankins, director of Petersburg Fire and EMS, but he's not certified to teach it yet. That means Petersburg Medical Center and the volunteer fire department had to fly up instructors from out of state.
I got a little bit more stuff to do on the instructor side, but it would allow me to teach wilderness first aid, and if all goes well, I'd be able to teach wilderness first responder as well.
As the class wraps up, instructor Janet Peterson offers up her top outdoor safety tip.
Be prepared to be out there. Know your weather, know where you're going, tell somebody you're gone.
And as the sun dips behind the mountains, the newly minted Wilderness First Aid certificate holders wipe off the fake blood, tear the sticks out of their hands, and head home. From Sandy Beach in Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.